Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone, Happy Holidays, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you're doing. We are just happy to be with you tonight. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas day with your family and friends. And if you were traveling, I hope that you're safe. So if this is your first time listening to our show, I thank you so very much. I'm Francine Humphrey, and Veronica's going to join me shortly. And if you are a longtime listener, we would like to thank you as well, because we couldn't be on the air this long without you. So thank you so much. And as we go into this holiday season, we want to make sure that we continue to give you praise for allowing us to be in your life every Thursday evening. I know I've been busy. Veronica has been holding it down for me, and I really appreciate my sister for all that she does for the broadcast. So thank you so much. So I want to welcome you to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And I'm Francine Humphrey. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations, which is owned and founded by my dear friend Veronica McMillan. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So if this is your first time, that's a quick overview of what Veronica and I do, and we hope that you'll come back next Thursday and be able to hear more about what we do each and every week. So we're so excited. So let's just jump right into what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about setting your goals, the things that you want to do as we go out of this year into the new year. We're not rushing the year, but we always talk about being in the black at the end of the year. What does that mean? It means having some money in the bank. So it doesn't matter if you're a business owner, if you are a career seeker, if you're in a career, been in it for a while, if you are just starting out, if you are a stay-at-home mom, it does not matter where you are in your life, but we want you to have some money in the bank on December the 31st as we go into the new year. Why is that? Because it's so important for us to start off on a good foot. You remember that song, Get on the Good Foot? Is I'm telling my age now. That was an old song. But that's what we want you to be thinking about. Think about what it means to you and to your family for you to be succeeding in what you're doing. So no matter where you are right now, if you're a business owner, we applaud you. There are so many business owners in 757 and all around the country that we are so happy to see all that you're doing, because I'm on Facebook. I don't be on there a lot, but I'm on there just so I can keep up with everybody and see what exactly is going on. And so I'm going to bring Veronica in on the line with me. Hey, Veronica, how are you?
Hey, Francie, how are you? Merry Christmas and
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year. Happy New Year before we get here.
Yes, I was just saying, so many people are celebrating this month. They've been celebrating since November. There's, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and whatever else everybody's celebrating. So we want you to know that we are, celebrating with you, and happy holidays to everybody. So hello, my sister. How are you today?
I am doing good, Francine. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. It's just been so much going on. I was telling the audience, you know, I've been MIA and you've been holding it down, my sister. You've been doing a great job. So I want to say thank you. And especially during this time of year, we want to say thank you to those who have been in our lives, who've been sticking, you know, thicker than thieves, you know, just hanging in there and supporting each other, because that's what we do. And especially the business owners. And I was talking about how I'm seeing so many businesses on Facebook, and we applaud all of those ladies and gentlemen who are, you know, putting their best foot forward to start their new businesses. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about tonight, and about setting some goals and getting some things started now for the new year, because we can't wait till the new year get here to get things rolling, you know. So if you've been listening to our show, you know Veronica and I have been rolling all year long. We have been hitting it hard, and when you hit it hard, the rewards are going to come. And so, Veronica, I, you know, that's just where I am, and I wanted to say thank you again. I can't say that enough for you, my sister, for holding it down when I couldn't be there, when I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
So, yeah, so tonight we just want to jump in and talk about what's going on, where we are, what we're going to be doing, and what we're looking forward to in the new year. So, Veronica, I know that you have a few things that you would like to share, but first, you know, say what you need to say about the holidays, and then just jump right on in there, my sister.
Yeah, well, happy holidays to everybody, and, of course, you, my friend, for, as you said, me holding it down, for you holding it down, because this year has been something for us. I mean, ups, downs, ins, out, all of this stuff, and still holding on. And so this week I kind of had off in the many of jobs that I'm doing. And so I was sitting down today sort of kind of thinking about, you know, this new year. And my husband and I was talking. I was saying, you know, what do I want to be different about, you know, 2020? Because we always set goals and all of that stuff. And one of the things that, you know, that I say at Francine is really, really, really making sure that I'm being true to myself and doing the things that I want to do. Because sometimes I think in business what we do is we're running behind somebody for the somebody or the thing to open up a door of opportunity for us. And sometimes we can either get ahead of the door or behind the door. And so what I want to make sure that I'm doing this year is just making sure that I'm going into 2020 with clear goals, clear objectives, but doing what I want to do. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I think that if you're out there and you're trying to do it the way somebody else is doing, you miss your own mission. And I don't want to do that. So I'm starting this year out as clear as I possibly can be. I was sitting down before we even came on. I just wanted to take a breather. And I was looking for river cruises for my husband and I to take as the year come in. So
wow,
that when
wonderful.
2020, because you know how we're going to do, we're going to hit it hard. We hit it hard no matter what it is that we're doing. But really, for those of you all who listen to us, we've been really talking about goal setting and all that stuff, but you got to be clear about what it is that you want to do. So for me this year, I'm doing what I want to do, Francine, and not let it get foggy or clouded by what some, because sometimes I think we can follow the trends, follow what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be what we're supposed to be doing. So that, in my long-winded way, is my starting my year off very clear and making sure that I'm in the lane and saying, what is it that you want to do this year, and set those goals and just keep everything. I can't think of the word right now. It hadn't come to me yet.
That's okay.
It really is really about being clear with my goals and objectives and doing what I want to do. So that, for me, that's kind of where I am, because I got, you know, a couple things in January that we're doing in terms of engagements and partnering with other people. But the thing that I want to do for January is really work on the internship hub thing that we're doing with our interns for January.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's me.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, great minds think alike, because I sat down before the show tonight, didn't really know where I was going to go, but knew, you know, that we needed to, you know, of course, talk about, you know, the holidays, but be clear about what we wanted to do. So I went to chapter 6 in my book, and it's Clear Your Mind. And every one of us carries assumptions and beliefs that shape our lifestyles, our perspectives, and of other people, money, and wealth. All too often, we are based our lives on assumptions that are false or that are not for us. We must really have a clear vision and seek the success that we seek. And the underline is we, you know, me, you, what we really want. We must clear our mind of any false beliefs and focus on healthy ones. And this is from the Francine-isms, you know, from my book, you know, because so often, you know, we look at other people cause you, and what they're doing. Most people have their own things that they're doing in their own conditions and their own beliefs, but we may not fit in that lane. So it's time for us, Veronica, to create our own lane and to, like you said, do what we want to do. And yes. that means changing some things and strategizing, and then we know how to do that, because that means that, one, we're empowered because we're allowing ourselves to change our minds. We're not staying stuck somewhere like we beat the dead horse all last year. We kept beating the horse. You know, he was already dead. It was like, why do we keep doing this? We're not going to do that this year. And we have not been. And so we want to look at who we are, making sure we're having clear visions, healthy decisions, and mind, body, and spirit, and believing in ourselves. And so the one thing that has been coming up over and over again, because I was in Denver earlier this month, and I'm sure you told the audience that, you know, I was out of town. But one of the things that we talked about was finding a word that related to each of us while we were at this training camp. And this year, for going into 2020, my word is faith. And I'm not waiting for proof. I'm not waiting for a recommendation. I'm not waiting for somebody to say it's okay for me to do it. I'm just believing and trusting in my faith, and that's my faith in me, my faith in God, my faith in my business. So that's what I'm doing. So I don't know if you have a word yet, Veronica, but if you do have a word, then you can share it with us now, and if you don't, we'll come back later, you know, if you don't have a word.
Yeah, well, I do not have a word right now. I just basically is just really focusing in, and I think, again, you said clear – you know, minds think alike, and it is important that, you know, we are really aware of what we're doing and what value we bring to the table. I was talking to a client, and they were kind of going back and forth on, you know, what they wanted to do. And then I found myself, and I know I'm sure some people have done this, trying to kind of backpedal on what it is that you were going to charge and all of that stuff, because the client was going back and forth, and I found myself weaving and bobbing, you know. And finally, when it was all over and done with, literally I just heard the Holy Spirit say, you said you were going to charge this. Do not go weaving and bobbing back and forth, you know, to accommodate the client. And what I realized at that time, Francine, and we've talked about this all year or even the years before, the value of what you bring to the table, and not to dumb down that service. And so if I have to have a word, it would be self-worth and value. Knowing what you bring to the table and the value of what you have, so that you're not dumbing it down, you know, to accommodate the client that you're trying to get. Because the moment you do that, then here they come with a bunch of demands that you didn't even think about. And something a young lady had said to me, when I was talking to her a little while ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago, she said what she does is she factor in the 30 minutes of time where people, you come into a business meeting and the person want to talk about the kids, the dog, and all that stuff. You look up, 30 minutes have gone by, and you really have not really taken care of business. She said what she's now doing in her pricing and the things that she does, she puts in, she builds in a 30-minute time period where people kind of like just sit down there and chit-chat. That's all a part of the billing that she has, because she says she's walked into too many business agreements or business meetings or what have you, rather than saying, hey, let's get started. No, the client wants to talk about the daughter, the son, the dog, the house, you know, this thing go right. And so she said what she's doing is building that into her pricing structure. So when she says it's $1,500, that little 30 minutes of bluff time is already in there, so that when you really get down to business, it is there and you're ready to go. And so again, know the value of what you bring to the table and do not go back and forth, you know, volleying back and forth. Should I do 200? Should I do 4? Should I, you know, what's your price? Stick to your price. So that's it for me. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, again, so powerful because we are actually putting ourselves first, which we don't normally do. And
yes.
that's been the whole problem because we are always trying to figure out if, you know, Miss Lady can afford what I'm offering. She's here now.
Yep.
I thought she could afford it, but now that she's here and she's got 6 kids and 2 are in college and 1, you know, has special needs and the husband just left and the dog is crazy, maybe I should only charge her half. No.
Yes.
You should not. You should charge her, charge her more because, like you said, you just spent 30 minutes, and that's the getting to know you part. But we need to always factor in the price for us. You know, what is it going to take for us to be successful if we're not valuing ourselves, if we're not putting that self-worth first? Because you just let her sit there and talk to you for 30 minutes. That means you didn't value your own time. You know,
that's
you didn't, you know, you was like 30 minutes and nothing has happened. And now she expects to get her whole hour or 2 hours.
Exactly.
And she's already talked for 30 minutes. So now she's cut into your money. And so we've been talking about this all year long, too. Putting ourselves first, not being selfish, because there's nothing selfish about either one of us.
Nothing.
So anybody that's listening, don't even go there with me, because we would give you the shirt off my back, and we have done that. I have taken earrings off and necklaces and gave it to people and scarves.
Yeah.
One lady wanted my blouse, and I was like, if you got another blouse, like, we can change. You know, I put it on, you know.
Yeah.
We will give to you. We give you all. And when you come to sit with us, you're going to get more than what you actually paid. Because somebody wrote this, and I think I saw this on Facebook. The hour or two that you spent with me, it has been 10, 15, 20 years of my expertise that you're getting in those 2 hours.
Exactly.
This just didn't happen. I just didn't wake up this morning and go, oh, I'm going to be this person, I'm going to help people. And no, we have been learning and sowing in ourselves, into ourselves, and personal development for ourselves, and learning the new techniques, learning the new technology. Because Veronica, you know that I did not want to have nothing to do with no computer. Girl, you know that. You're like, nope, not doing it. And now I'm on there. I'm like, okay, we can do this and we can do that. Because, again, I didn't see the value in it. But now that I've learned the value of me having knowledge, people can't take advantage of you anymore. And that's the one thing that we've learned, that we are so important. We are the most important people in our lives, and we're not selfish. We are so giving and so forgiving, but at the same time, we have learned our self-worth and our value, and nobody can take that away. And if we do diminish and shrink our prices, that because we may feel that, you know, at this particular moment, that's something that I may do, but that's not going to be normal. That's going to be the exception.
Yep.
It's not going to be the normal.
Exactly.
It will be the exception. When God says, okay, you need to bless this sister or this brother, then you can do that, because he does that all through our businesses. You know, he was like, bless them, do something for them. But before we can bless others, we have to have what we need. And so this year, that has been my thing, to set the goals where I know that are no longer small, but set the big goals. And I think a lot of people have not been doing that. They set the bar so low that when they reach the goal, there's no gratification, because you didn't really have to do a lot to get to it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
You set a goal that you knew you could reach. It wasn't really that hard. You know, if you said, well, I want to have 2 extra clients this month, okay, that's really not that hard. But say you want to have 20.
Yeah.
Then that's hard, you know. So we have to set that bar higher. And Veronica, you know, and I know you, so I can say this. I know how high our bar has to be set. And so we need to reach for that and beyond that. And I'm just grateful again for our relationship and for how we bounce off of each other. So anybody that'll know, Veronica is my girl, okay? Yes, indeedy. So the other thing that I wanted to chat a little bit about, Veronica, because I know that having a nonprofit, people tend to not look at it as a small business. So can you just shed some light on that for folks who are listening tonight? Because I want them to have a couple of takeaways from what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, I think basically, like within the nonprofit world, it's just that you have to have a business structure, whether it be, you know, for-profit or nonprofit. But in the nonprofit world, I tell people all the time, it runs exactly like a for-profit business. You have to have, you got to have capital. And I think all businesses, that's the biggest struggle that all businesses face is really, where do you get your capital from? Where do you get your resources from to do what you got to do? And how does it become sustainable? And it becomes sustainable by you just sticking in there and having clear goals and objectives, because all businesses, and we probably say this 10,000 times as well, that first 5 or 6 years, boy, you're going to grind. And in the nonprofit world, it is 8 to 10, simply because of the fact that so much of what you do comes from grants, putting some donations, from, you know, programs that you have where you're going to be charging a fee or what have you. And so you have to solidify that. And I'm a strong believer in having some sort of business line of credit or what have you. But for those who are in the nonprofit world, it's the exact same thing that you would do in a business. It's just the structuring of it is different, because basically, rather than you taking a profit, the money that, let's say, at the end of your year, goes back into your organization, whether it goes in as salary or whether it goes in as for program development or a new project or what have you. But it really is really, really, really understanding the grinding that it takes to get to a place where you sort of kind of level off, you know what I mean, where you're not every month, you know, you having, like this month, did I get a sale, or did I have a grant, or did I have this, that, and the other. The goal is to get to a place, if you say, well, it's $50,000, and we know no matter what, we're gonna maintain and have that in the budget anyway, no matter what. And so I think that for some people, sometimes they get so mixed up and try to figure out, well, what's the difference between for-profit and non-profit organizational structure? That is it. That's the only difference, Francine, because whether you have a widget or whether or not you have a program, that organization has to have some capital and resources coming from somewhere. So that would be my 2 cents worth on the non-profit side of it. But you got to grind, and I think that's what happens to most people. And you and I've said it before, it takes you a moment. You got to have that lock arm kind of come see, come saw, up, down, no matter what you're saying, and keep on going. So that's what I would say for those who are listening in terms of the nonprofit.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I would say to anybody that starts any kind of business, you have to have a plan. And you know, we tell people you have to have a business plan. You have to focus on the steps you need to get the outcomes that you want for your business. You need to write things down. What are you going to do in your first year, your fifth year, your 10 year? You have to have goals that exceed even your expectations. So you want to make sure that you're considering the profit. Like Veronica said, if there's no money coming in and all the money's going out, then you don't have a profit. And if you don't have a profit, then you don't have a business. So you have to look at, how is your business going to grow? What is that widget that you have? How are you going to get this information out to people? How are they going to know that you're in business if you don't have a plan? Are you tracking your income? And that's the other thing that's been like a neon sign at me, you know, where is your money coming from? And are you keeping track of where your money's going? So that red light is not – look, and it ain't a Christmas light either. It's a red light. It's like, where that money coming from, girl? Is you running out of cash? And when I first came, I was talking about making sure that you have something in the bank at the end of the year. You never want to go into the new year on zero. And I, you know, for some people, they love to shop. You know, they've been charging up them cards. But the one thing that I wanted to say to everybody is, put yourself first. And again, I'm not being selfish. I'm not being, you know, all about me. It's never been about that. But if I have the resources and the money is flowing, then I can do more. You know, and that's so that's exactly what I look at in my business. You know, but if I have no resources and I'm struggling, how in the world can I help anybody else? And I have been there. So it's not like I'm saying this because it's never happened to me. I have been there, so I know what that feels like, and I know how you look at yourself. So you need to take a good look in the mirror. It's the end of the year. You know, make sure you look cute while you're looking, because if you ain't looking too cute and you're looking, you're going to be mad about that too. It's like, I'm broke, and I ain't looking good. My hair need to be done, you know. And so that's for the women out there, you know, my sister girls, because we know how we are. And you know what? We have to lift ourselves up. We have to make sure that we are speaking positive things into our lives. The negativity has to go. Veronica, oh, I'm telling you, these folks out here, they just need to, I don't know if what they believe in or what they celebrate, but there has been an air of kindness during the holiday season. I need that to continue on past December the 25th, today's the 26th. I need that to keep going into the new year. You know, people holding doors for you. And so people feeling good about themselves because they're able to possibly do some of the things that they want to do. But make sure that you save a little bit as you go into the new year, because we do not know what's going to happen with this economy. We cannot depend on anything that we see on television, anything that we hear on these radio shows. We have to make sure that we have what we need. Cash is king, and I'm just saying that for anybody that's listening.
That's
so,
exactly right.
That's my little 2 cent worth, you know. So if you ain't got no cash, you're going to be in trouble, you know. And Veronica just talking about, you have to have some cash flow. You have to have some kind of, you know, money in the bank or a line of credit or something so that you can keep moving in a positive direction. We don't want to stumble back and be left behind. We just don't want to do that. We just want to go leave, you know, this going out of this holiday into the new year on a positive note. And so, Veronica, if anybody's listening and they want to start a nonprofit, can you tell them about how they can get in touch with you and all that good stuff and your beautiful website? Give that out too.
They sure can. So certainly you can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.org or email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. And then just before we go, Francine, I think also what we have to realize too is people got to understand you need to keep your day job until this thing really gets to a place where you have that sustainability that you're looking for, because it takes a moment before you get there. That's why I'm still teaching, still doing contractual work, still doing everything that I can, because sometimes your job is your feed, and so you have to see that as well. So anyhow, so if you need to connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org.
And so to break it down, what she's saying, put first things first. If you need to have a job to sustain your business, then you need to keep your job. just so you, it kind of went over your head. So what she playing seeds for? She's talking about we still have to work so that we can fund these businesses. Nobody's going to ride by, you know, and on no white horse to drop no money off at that door. We hear those stories of people planting seeds and people, you know, being generous and giving donations, but that's few and far between, you know, it's non-profit or for-profit. If you don't have, God bless the child who got his own. We talk about that too, you know. If you got your own funds, you don't have to worry about it. You can fund whatever program you want to fund. You can do whatever
you want to
do. Or you can join with somebody and have a collaboration like Veronica's doing. Oh, Veronica, is your thing public on the 28th? Your event?
What's
I didn't want to spill the beans. January.
The 25th, yes.
25th?
Yeah, 25th.
Okay.
Share that.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be giving out information.
That prison to pipeline conversation that we're having at the office, where we're talking about how our black boys are being literally, it's almost like a system set up that, you know, once they get to a certain grade, attention and all of that stuff. I know we're getting to the end, but that's going to be on January 25th at the office, having that discussion. So anyone that wants to come out to the Virginia Beach area for that discussion, and we'll talk more about it in our next program as well, because I know we're getting down to the end. But, yeah, from dismantling the prison to pipeline for our young boys.
Oh, that's a whole show by itself. That prison to pipeline. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. I ain't even going to say that. So if you would like to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. And you can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And also on January the 6th, we will be having Wine, Women, and Wealth at 575 Lynn Haven Parkway. Suite 280A. So if you want to come to that, ladies, it's a ladies-only event. Please let me know. I have never announced it before on our show, but I think that's something that we need to do because we it's a you know just women getting together. Veronica has come. And we meet so many diverse women in the community, and I think it's a great thing for us to do and to have collaborations and networking. So I'll be trying to make sure that I announce that once a week. But God bless you all. Veronica, our time is up. It is so wonderful.
I know. You're so crazy.
Happy holidays, everybody. I know. God bless you all, and we'll be back next week. So have a wonderful week. Take care now, and God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.